Singaporeans deserve an opposition who will uphold the rule of law, who will observe due process, and who will respect the integrity of our institutions. But have the WP served their supporters well in the positions that you have taken today? I very respectfully say the answer is no. The position taken by the Leader of the Opposition and the Workers' Party members who have spoken is disappointing. The sum total of their position today has really been that, you know, the rules don't apply to us. And let's make a little point here. Let's have a little jab there. But let's not deal with the real issue. The real is, let's not engage with the real fundamental point that we are talking about, which is what kind of parliament ought we to be. And here, let me come to the motion. Just give me a moment. So, by and large, although the Leader of the Opposition has said that he's lifted the whip, actually the positions do appear to be aligned across the board. I don't think there's any real difference in the position that the Workers' Party members have taken. So they're able to agree to paragraphs 1 and 6 of the motion. Paragraph 1 affirms that honesty and integrity are fundamental pillars of Singapore's parliamentary and political system. So they accept that honesty and integrity are fundamental pillars of our parliamentary and political system, and they agree with paragraph 6, which means that they agree to call on all members to uphold our solemn duty to respect and abide by the law and act with integrity at all times and honour the trust placed in us by Singaporeans. At the same time, however, they seem to have difficulty with the other limbs. So the first thing is paragraph 2. Paragraph 2 calls on us to note the judgment where the High Court upheld Mr. Singh's conviction for lying to the Committee of Privileges. I don't understand the difficulty in noting the High Court judgment, which basically means that we have taken due note of what the Court has found. What is the difficulty with noting that? And secondly, the findings of the Committee of Privileges that he had guided Ms. Raisa Khan to continue with her lie to Parliament. Now, today, they've all had a problem noting the findings of the Committee of Privileges. But I think they may have forgotten that when the Committee of Privileges report was actually presented to Parliament several years ago, Parliament actually did resolve to note the COP report. So this doesn't do anything more than call on Parliament to do something it has already done. But then, apart from that, having agreed that honesty and integrity are fundamental, having agreed that we must act with integrity at all times and respect and abide by the law, they're somehow unable to agree that lying to the COP and guiding an MP to continue with her untruth to Parliament is dishonourable conduct and unbecoming of a Member of Parliament, or to express any regret about it. That's really very puzzling. They're also unable to consider, or they find themselves unable to consider, that an MP who has been convicted by court for lying and for misconducting himself in the manner described is unsuitable for the role of the Leader of the Opposition. It's troubling that the Workers' Party cannot see what must surely be apparent to everyone, the inherent contradictions in their position and how much of a credibility gap there is. You cannot, on the one hand, say, I uphold the higher standards, then on the other hand, say that I have a problem saying that conduct like this is dishonorable. It's just inconsistent.